Yesterday, an appeals court ruled that Michigan must recognize the marriage of more than 320 same-sex couples who tied the knot in a one-day period last year when a federal court temporarily struck down Michigan's gay marriage ban. And on Monday, a judge ruled in favor of six same-sex couples who challenged the marriage ban in South Dakota. So what will the Supreme Court justices do? Because of the time left in this year's session, there's speculation the court might decide as soon as today whether to take up four other cases challenging other bans. Emily Bazelon is a staff writer for the New York Times, a senior research fellow at Yale Law School in New Haven, and our court watcher today. So, Emily, tell us more. These cases are from Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee, and they're all part of one court ruling?
Yes, that's right. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals recognized the state marriage bans in these cases. So this is the only federal appeals court that has upheld state laws that prevent gay same-sex couples from getting married. And because that ruling is at odds with all the other appeals court rulings, the question is whether the Supreme Court will take these cases and decide this question one way or the other for the nation.
Right. This is the Cincinnati-based Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they made this decision in November. So what will it mean to you and to everyone if they don't take the cases? What will it mean if they do, or if it's a split decision? Go through it for us.
If they don't take the cases, then at least in the near to long term, couples in these four states, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee, would not be able to get married, even though couples in 36 other states may marry. And then in the 10 or so states that aren't addressed in either of those groups, those cases would continue to play out in their courts. So we would have a continuing divided country in which we had same-sex marriage legal in most of the country, but illegal in some places.
But might they take the case to overturn the previous court's decision?
Yes. If they take the case at this point, odds are that the Supreme Court will decide that gay marriage will be the law of the land. And the reason I'm saying that is that the court has allowed appeals court rulings to stand in a whole bunch of states that has allowed gay marriage to go forward. And so the chances that the Supreme Court would then roll it back would seem to be small. That just is an odd way to proceed, that you would allow a constitutional right to expand and then ending up contracting it. So I think that's why gay marriage supporters are hoping that the court does take these cases.
Well, but there's so much momentum on this issue. A majority of the public, according to many polls, including a CNN poll, show that 57% of Americans now think gays and lesbians have the right to get married. They can, as you just said, in 36 states. So I don't know how else to put this and not sound flip. Isn't it too late? Isn't the momentum sort of pulling away?
Well, you could argue that it's actually exactly the right time, because the role of the Supreme Court should be to be part, perhaps, of this wave of momentum rather than simply driving it from above to begin with. And one of the parallels that often comes up in this conversation is interracial marriage. And the court waited several years to take a case in that area. And by the time the court ruled, 34 states had already legalized interracial marriage. So in other words, you're not having this top-down change sweeping across the whole country from nine people. You're having a change that comes bubbling up from below, and then the Supreme Court plays a role more in like the sort of second-to-last chapter.
And do you think this we'll hear about this decision today?
I would really like that to happen, but and it's possible, but I just can't tell you. They talked about the case earlier in the week. They might let us know their decision, or they might let us wait some more.
Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times, senior research fellow at Yale Law School, as we await what the Supremes will do. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.